Proclamation number 0875 of 20th of April, 1939. Pure spirit connection from the earth to the spiritual world. Proximity of the spiritual beings. Thus do your otherworldly friends unite and impart to you the word of the Lord. It is difficult for us to establish a purely spiritual connection between the earthly children and the spiritual world in this time of need. For there are countless hostile forces on people's side to awaken or deepen their aversion to everything spiritual. Everything which only fills the longing in its deepest heart to be guided into truth will also be so led by God's wisdom and love that it will deeply inwardly ask itself whether all events in life do not have to enter its life according to a wise plan of the Creator, as has just been the case up to now. These people can be assured that their life rests in God's hand and that in the end they must take the path through the earth valley in the way divine love intended for their best. Countless people are still not aware of the responsible task of earthly life. They therefore have the completely wrong opinion that a righteous life on the outside would suffice. They even often have the wrong idea that a temporary harassment of the believers can only have a positive effect by gradually refraining completely from all spiritual activity. If, however, the human being slackens in this, the danger of a complete flattening is to be feared, and especially now the importance of making use of spiritual strength must be emphasized. It must be emphasized again and again that the human being is only equal to all hostilities where he first establishes the connection to the Heavenly Father. He can only go through life completely calmly and carefree when he has handed himself over to the Divine Savior in childlike trust and entrusts every further step to him, for without this devotion life will be much more difficult for him to bear in the adversity that still awaits people on earth. We all endeavor to make this known to people in constant spiritual work and meet with so little understanding and yet only have one aim in mind, to make this time easier for people and to give them advice for later times, if they are still completely unteachable at present. One day everyone will be offered the opportunity to recognize divine truth. Whoever willingly and undauntedly reaches out and joyfully accepts the Lord's words will be instructed by the Lord in all truth and will also be active on earth in order to bear witness to the divine strength which is inherent in him. However, far too little use is made of this privilege, and it is therefore extremely difficult to influence people mentally as long as they are occupied by the world, its duties and pleasures, and pay no attention to the announced events. It truly requires unlimited patience and perseverance on the part of the spiritual beings in the beyond to make such souls compliant. And only very rarely do people accept such announcements for what they are, as divine truth, and therefore remain in spiritual darkness for long periods of time until, through the patience of their spiritual friends, they finally turn their attention to the divine mission and let the salvation of their soul be their concern. Amen.